This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The following program contains strong sexual content. Viewer discretion advised. Today on an all-new Dr. Phil exclusive.
Four high school students face adult charges.
Accused of violating a 16-year-old girl.
Matt was a star high school athlete.
I was arrested and charged with second-degree rape.
She initiated the sex.
She was legally drunk.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
For the first time, the alleged victim speaks out.
Everyone shunned me at school because I took away their star football players.
The exclusive story.
Were you able to say stop?
I don't remember.
Are you saying you passed out at that point? Time to time, I will say that a show involves strong sexual content and not suitable for teenagers. Well, today I'll tell you that the show has strong sexual content and it should be required viewing for teens because it's about social judgment and how your sons and daughters can have their lives ruined in a single evening. Now, just a year ago, a story came out of Steubenville, Ohio. Remember that story? It shocked the nation. What started as a typical end-of-summer party for a group of teens wound up a nationwide scandal. Teens, drinking, social media, and football. Nowadays, it seems like a recipe for disaster. We see teens in the headlines more and more being accused of outrageous sexual conduct. The latest story is out of North Carolina. A 16-year-old star high school football player and his three buddies decided to hang out one night in December. There were no parents there, but they did invite a girl. Just one girl, they say. Alcohol was served, and later the boys were served with arrest warrants. Take a look.
Today, four Western North Carolina high school students accused of rape are scheduled to face a judge. The Henderson County Sheriff's Office arrested these four teens, Vincent Curto, Matthew Bishop, Tyler Guerin, and Justin Ponder. They all go to East Henderson High School and face adult charges of second-degree rape. 7 on Your Side's camera rolled as the teens bonded out of the Henderson County Detention Center last evening. Investigators accused them of raping a 16-year-old girl during a house party where alcohol was involved. It allegedly happened December 8th. The State Bureau of Investigation is looking into the accusations because the girl says the rape happened at the home of one of the accused teens, and his father is a deputy. The deputy was out of town at the time.
Well, one of the boys, Matt, says he had a 3.6 grade point average, and several colleges were ready to hand him a football scholarship until that girl came forward and accused him of rape. Now, here's what Matt says happened that night.
In December 2012, Tyler's parents were out of town. I asked my parents if I could spend the night at Tyler's house. My dad said no. I begged and argued and ended up being able to. They would not have let me go to Tyler's house if they knew his parents weren't home. Around 5 or 6 that night, Tyler and I called Wesley and Vinny to see if they wanted to come over. Wesley wanted to hook up with the girl, and that's how it all started. Wesley got her number and decided to text and call her to see if she wanted to come over and hang out. She told Wesley that yes, she would want to come over and yes, she would have sex with him. When Wesley and I got back to the house with the girl, we started drinking. I had about 10 to 12 shots within 30 minutes. The girl probably had 3 to 4 shots. Around 10 p.m., the girl took me by my hand downstairs where she unbuttoned my pants and started and then that led to us having sex. After I had sex with her, she kept on asking for more and I couldn't give any more. So around 10:30, I went upstairs and I told them that she kept on saying that she wanted more. And that's when Wesley went downstairs. When he came back upstairs, he had the same response as I did, saying that she kept on asking for more and more. I was in a daze, about to go to bed, pretty much passed out, and All I know is Tyler went downstairs. I don't really remember what happened when Tyler came up. I just know that Vinny went down there and tried to have sex with her, but she said no. The girl was very conscious. She initiated the stuff between me and engaged with me first. When each of us were having sex with her, it was only one person with her at that time. There was a picture taken, but I don't know who took it or how it was taken. The picture was of Tyler on top of the young lady. There might have been two people down there because of the picture that was taken. We don't know if it was done off of a timer or if it was taken by one of the other boys. I woke up the next morning and Tyler and Wesley were taking the girl home. When Tyler and Wesley got back, we decided to have a football tournament on the Xbox. We did not talk about the night before. We're really competitive, so all our focus was towards the game. Nothing was said about the girl.
Matt says it wasn't until a picture started circulating around the school that showed one of his friends at the party having sex with the alleged victim that the rumors began.
The party was on Saturday, and during school on Monday, Tyler showed a couple people the picture. There was rumors going around that we used objects and we drugged her up and she was way drunk out of her mind. And none of the rumors were true at all. They were just getting worse and worse throughout the day. The girl was saying that everything was okay and that she had our backs for the rumors. She was also saying that it didn't happen. My parents found out on Monday. Somehow it got to a parent that knew my dad. My mom was crying and screaming that whole night because she was in so much pain. I was so upset to hurt the family in the way that I did. On Tuesday, we got called into the principal's office and he told us that we would be taken out of school. On Wednesday, the sheriff's department called my mom and told them that I needed to be brought in because I had a warrant out for me. I was put in handcuffs. I was fingerprinted, swabbed for DNA. They also took my mugshot. I was arrested and charged with second-degree rape. They had a search warrant for Tyler's house for supposedly the objects that we used, a pool stick and a game controller. They tested 12 pool sticks and 4 game controllers, and they all came back negative for DNA. I'm not a rapist. I had consensual sex with a girl and she wanted to. I've never apologized to the girl because I haven't done anything wrong. In the Bible it says to forgive, but it's kind of hard because she isn't telling the truth.
So the question is, did Matt do anything wrong or was it consensual sex like he said it was? Now his parents, Mark and Diane, believe their son is innocent.
Matthew is innocent. He did not rape that girl. The only thing he's guilty of is having premarital sex.
When Matthew was arrested for second degree rape, along with the other three boys, I couldn't believe it. My reaction to him was, how? I just don't understand how it could be second degree rape. Everything was based on he said, she said. I believe Matthew's account on this situation, 100%. I feel like Matthew is a victim. I think the reason Matthew's story has been blown up is because he's a football star. People like to see big figures go down.
Matt is very good looking. He's charismatic, he's charming. He knows how to talk to women, and he does not have to get someone drunk to have sex with him.
I think that this blew up so fast that the girl was embarrassed and that she ended up going with it to save face. Since the girl initiated the sex, I think she wanted it. And I feel like the girl has a big responsibility in this because when she showed up to the party, she was the only girl. And I know she had a cell phone. If the girl wanted to leave, all she had to do is make a phone call. She may be more responsible for this situation than Matthew.
Okay, obviously, I think you probably heard at the top of the show, even before we started, I told this audience that I take this very, very seriously because this already has and could continue to affect the lives of young people for the rest of their lives. You are now charged with second-degree rape.
Yes, sir.
And you think that is unfair?
Yes, sir.
Okay, tell me why.
She was well aware of what was happening, and she initiated it, and I just don't think I should take anything because she was the one that started it. Mm-hmm.
Did you do anything wrong that night?
No, sir.
Really? There's four guys, a bottle of whiskey, and one girl. What could go wrong?
Monday on an all-new Dr. Phil, Kalug returns.
One of these people walked away from the family. Who do you think it is?
A bombshell big change.
Dr. Phil, I want to show you what I did to Fallon's wedding pictures.
But one thing hasn't changed.
Kalug, can I intervene here for a second?
Go ahead, but it's not going to help.
Kalug's attitude.
You told me that if he was gone, that a hush would fall over your life.
Thank God.
He's gone and you're still yapping.
That's Monday.
You say you didn't do anything wrong. And I heard your account of it. Mm-hmm. You guys went over to a home, and you're how old at the time?
16.
Okay, and what's the drinking age in your state?
21.
Okay, 21. So you say you didn't do anything wrong, but you were committing criminal behavior. You were a minor in possession, and you were drinking alcohol. When you say you didn't do anything wrong, that wouldn't be accurate, would it?
No, sir.
So your first answer indicates that you're not looking at this in an objective and reasonable way. Mm-hmm. And I want to help you get your story mm-hmm. out here, but let's be honest.
Yes, sir.
Four guys get together and you're drinking, which is illegal.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then a girl comes over. Two of you go to get this girl.
Yes, sir.
How much had you been drinking before she got there?
I was sober.
Because she hadn't had anything.
No, sir.
There's four guys, a bottle of whiskey, and one girl. What could go wrong?
Yes, sir.
What could go wrong here? Do you see
yes, sir.
What I'm trying to say? And so when you say, I did nothing wrong, that's offensive to people's sensibilities because, number one, you're committing a crime and being in possession and consuming alcohol, and two, you set up a scenario that is fraught with danger. So can we agree that you did do some things wrong that night?
Yes, sir.
And this is not an admission against interest. I'm no lawyer, but I don't think this is an admission against interest on your part concerning the rape. Did it ever occur to you, this is not smart?
Yes, sir.
You're a police officer, correct?
Yes, sir.
So you know this looks bad at this level. I'm not saying that means that he raped this girl, but it looks bad at this point. Now, I understand she wanted to come over there. Mm-hmm. She came over there willingly.
Yes, sir.
Did you know her before this night?
Yes, sir.
What was your relationship with her?
We had an ongoing, we'd see each other maybe once a month for about 2 months before this, 3 months.
Uh-huh. And when you say see each other, what does that mean?
We had sex. Uh-huh.
So you had a sexual relationship with her?
Yes, sir.
Was she your girlfriend?
No, sir.
And that was consensual?
Yes, sir.
And you were okay with it? She was okay with it?
Yes, sir.
Were you friends after that?
Yes, sir.
This is your version of things. I'm not mm-hmm. saying that she agrees with any of this. When you went to pick her up, you knew it was for sex?
Yes, sir.
You say that she barely drank, she only had three or four shots?
Shots that night, yes, sir.
Of vodka? Mm-hmm. In what period of time?
About 30 minutes.
You're a police officer, three or four shots in 30 minutes, would that person be good to go as far as driving?
Oh, not driving, no.
Okay, so they would be legally intoxicated if they had three or four shots of alcohol in 30 minutes, then got in the car, got pulled over, they would fail a breathalyzer.
Yes.
So they would be legally drunk.
Yes.
So by your definition, she was legally drunk.
I don't. She knew exactly what she was doing whenever we engaged.
Well, according to your father and the law, which in this case is the same, she would not have been sober. She would have been legally drunk if she had the 3 or 4 shots that you say she had in the first 30 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you had?
10 to 12.
10 to 12 shots.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's take a break. Coming up, Diane says she thinks Matt's alleged victim just wants attention. We're going to find out what Matt thinks when we come back.
Before the incident, the girl and I had somewhat of an ongoing sexual thing going on. I had sex with her probably 2 or 3 times before. How do I say this? It was like we hooked up and then it was over. I guess her feelings were still there because at the party she started with me first.
This season on Dr. Phil.
My daughter Missy's meeting boys on the internet.
She hops in the car with men she's never met before.
My daughter only met one man on the internet, and that person ended her life. Every man you have met could have done it to you.
And she's drowning in debt.
You bought a Chanel bag, a Porsche,
and thinks her ex should pay.
I still deserve a certain lifestyle.
That deal is over.
You're gonna have to get a job.
Plus, is this the biggest mama's boy ever?
He's 28 and you cut his tomatoes. Mom powders him after the shower.
In all the nooks and crannies to help prevent the rashes.
I'm absolutely stunned. It's a brand new day. Get you the help that you need. I want this to be a changing day in your life.
I do not believe that the girl understands the consequences that the boys are suffering or that she is causing for the boys. I feel like she is actually getting a little bit of a thrill out of the fact that she has got this publicity. I was following her Facebook page because she was friends with Matthew for quite a while after this had happened. And she kept gaining friends, 20, 30 friends per day after this incident had occurred. So I felt like she was milking it for the attention that she was receiving.
Okay, Diane was just talking about the girl accusing her 17-year-old son, Matt, of rape. You have this encounter during the evening, right?
Yes, sir.
And let's see what we can agree on, because there are probably some things we don't agree on. Mm-hmm. What we can agree on is that you were at an unsupervised gathering.
Yes, sir.
And that's a bad idea, and you guys didn't endorse that.
No, we did not.
In fact, he said quite candidly, if either one of you had known, he wouldn't have been there.
No. Right.
There were 4 boys, 1 girl, and a bottle and a half of vodka.
Yes, sir.
That in the first 30 minutes after you picked her up, she had 3 to 4 shots of vodka, which by any definition would mean she's now legally drunk. You had 10 to 12, mm-hmm. So you certainly are legally drunk at this point. And then you say, what happened that got you involved with her sexually? Who initiated that?
She took me downstairs and started to unbutton my pants, and then that's when we started having sex.
Mm-hmm. And then you are there for how long?
Probably 30 minutes.
Okay, then you go upstairs and essentially recruit another boy. You say, I'm unable to go any further, and she wants to continue. So you went up and announced that to the other 3 boys?
Yes, sir.
With that report, who goes downstairs?
Wesley goes downstairs.
And has sex, and then he comes back up how much longer?
Probably 30 minutes, 15
okay.
minutes.
And he says what?
The same thing, okay. That she's wanting more.
Okay, and so now who goes down?
About that point, I was laying down, and I could hear, as that I thought, that Tyler went downstairs and had sex with her.
All right. And you didn't see either of them have sex with her, but they went down and came back up and gave a similar report to you. A 4th boy goes down but doesn't have sex.
Yes, sir.
Then who takes her home?
Early that morning, about 7 o'clock, Tyler and Wesley take her home.
And nothing is said the rest of the weekend?
No, sir. We were playing a football championship thing.
Did you get a text from her? Did you talk to her?
No, sir. I stayed in the couch upstairs.
Is that normal that after you've been with her, you would not get a text from her the next day, or you wouldn't text her?
She wouldn't normally text me or anything.
Okay. So then Monday, when was the first time you knew that rumors were going around?
Monday, second period.
Second period? Mm-hmm. And you just heard it in the halls, in classrooms?
In the halls told and you? From my friends.
How did anyone know? There were five of you there. There was the girl and the four of you.
There was a picture shown around.
And who took the picture?
I don't know. I wasn't down there when the picture was
who
taken.
Who showed the picture?
Tyler did.
Was it on his phone?
It was on his phone.
So there was a picture taken on Tyler's phone, mm-hmm. and so Tyler was showing the picture around?
Yes, sir.
And was it a picture of him?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So somebody took the picture, not Tyler, or it was on a timer?
Yes, sir.
And that started a flurry of rumors?
Yes, sir.
Did you contact her at that point?
I seen her, and she said that she was denying all the rumors and that it didn't happen and she had our backs.
Mm-hmm. Were you scared?
Yes, because there was things of her saying that she was going to the cops and she really wasn't, and then it ended up that she did.
The fact that she was willingly drunk and you were drunk just doesn't excuse this.
Girls have sex being drunk all the time.
Closed captioning sponsored by.
You found out about this how?
I found out about it on, I guess it was a Tuesday night, about 11:15, 11:30. I'm in the Air Force and I was on active duty at that point in time. Mm-hmm. A buddy of mine had called me and said, hey, this is what I've heard, so, you know, you might want to talk to Matthew.
Why is she doing this if it happened exactly the way you say, which I'm not okay with, mm-hmm. but if it happened exactly the way you say, why is she doing this?
I don't think it was her. I think it was her dad that is pressing the issue. And he got involved, and he's the one making her do this because we have found out that she is uncooperative with the police. She's nowhere to be found or anything.
Mm-hmm. And how do you know that?
Inside sources from the police department.
They're telling who?
My dad.
At this point, you said in your tape, I know God says that, the Bible says that we should forgive, but it's hard for me to forgive her when she's lying. But you've now just said she doesn't want to do this. She isn't actually wanting to prosecute this. This is her father pushing it. So why would you be upset with her?
Just because she can stand up for herself and say, yes, I did do this, and yes, this happened, instead of backing down from her dad.
Did it ever occur to you that night that you were way out of bounds here?
That
you were at an unsupervised party and you knew your parents wouldn't want you to be there. You were drinking. You knew your parents would not want you to be drinking. You were drinking to excess. You knew they wouldn't want you to be drinking to mm-hmm. excess. You were giving alcohol to an underage girl with whom you were having sex and that they wouldn't want you to be doing that. Did any of those things ever trigger in you that this is a really bad situation and I just simply shouldn't be here?
The days after, before anything had happened with the police, I was like, that was really stupid of me to put myself in a situation like that. And I really regretted doing that.
And you were drunk. We've agreed on that. Mm-hmm. And she was drunk, we've agreed on that, even though your perceptual values, having had 10 or 12 shots of alcohol, mm-hmm. and with your great experience and judgment, you said she was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, biologically, if what you say is true, she had three or four shots, she wasn't fine at all.
Yes, sir.
And the fact that she was willingly drunk and you were drunk just doesn't excuse this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I asked that question of my Twitter followers, and people got upset at even asking the question, mm-hmm. let alone offering it as a defense.
Yes, sir.
You know, someone in my research department decided, I'm going to ask the question, is it okay, what about girls drinking and having sex? People said, oh, my God, you shouldn't even ask that question, let alone offer it as a defense.
Yes, sir.
Girls have sex being drunk all the time. So if you're going to go ahead and say that every girl that's ever been drunk is, you know, been raped, then that is unfair. That is not true.
Well,
not
but that's you're setting up a paper tiger here, Diane. We're not saying, nor is every girl that's ever had sex while they were drinking or drunk saying that they were raped.
Yeah.
But you now have a girl that says, I was given alcohol, I got drunk, and I wound up having sex with three or four boys and did not want to. That's right.
But she chose not to have sex with the last boy. She chose to say no to the last boy. Mm-hmm. She wanted to have sex with the first three boys. Matthew was the very first one out, and I do believe if he had not been the very first person that had sex with her, that he probably would not even have sex because of the situation. But the girl did say yes to three people and no to the fourth person.
It's not only guys out there raping girls. Girls can rape guys.
My problem with this is, why is she not accused of rape? She started with him. He is a boy.
Monday on an all-new Dr. Phil. Khulod returns. Is she hiding something from Dr. Phil?
I have no issues. I'm perfect.
I'm going to ask Khulod to leave the state so I can talk to Fallon alone.
But don't believe everything.
That's Monday. Closed captioning sponsored by...
Both of Matt's parents think their son is innocent, and not just blind parent love. They have a basis for thinking that he's innocent.
I guess whenever you look at this situation, you've got a girl that is saying that she was unconscious because of the alcohol, but she can plainly restate what happened that night. I passed out, I woke up, Matthew was on top of me. I passed out. Ponder was on top of me. I passed back out. Tyler was on top of me. I passed back out. And, I mean, now, just in the statement alone, that's kind of... When you're trying to think of, okay, well, was she unconscious? Because how did she keep waking up, and how did she know clearly what happened that night?
She had three or four shots, and you say she is not a reliable historian because of that, right? If she was drunk and supposedly passing out, then how can you treat her as a reliable historian about what took place, which is a good and valid point.
Right.
He had 10 or 12 shots. So how can you regard him as a reliable historian? If she is disqualified with three or four, how is he not disqualified at 10 or 12? That's the problem with that.
My problem with this is, why is she not accused of rape? She started with him. He is a boy. Why is she not?
Why does it always have to be the guy or the athlete that is doing that? And that's where our society is today. People like to see people go down. But, you know, it's not only guys out there raping girls. Girls can rape guys.
Well, listen, that, as ludicrous as that may sound, you certainly anyone can be exploited sexually.
Right.
But you and I both know that the real answer to that is that boys are generally bigger and stronger, have the ability to impose their will on a woman
much more so than a woman can impose their will physically
right.
on a male. And so that's the answer. That's the answer to your question.
Right.
And I'm not saying that your son raped this girl, Mark. I'm not saying that at all.
He did not rape this girl.
No, I'm not. Listen, Diane, I'm not saying that he did, and I'm not saying that he didn't. I'm saying he made some really stupid decisions.
I agree with that.
And fortunately, you don't go to jail for being stupid. If she says no to you at any point, and you impose your physical will on her against her wishes, then that is a definition of rape. And here's the problem. If she was drunk, and the four of us have agreed that she was, based on your report, that if she took four shots in 30 minutes, she would be legally drunk. People that are legally drunk do not have the capacity to give consent. And if she was impaired with alcohol, if her capacity was diminished by alcohol, then she did not have the legal presence to give consent. Now, if he had 10 or 12 shots, did he have capacity to be held accountable for his conduct? And
I think frankly, that's where we're at.
Well, that's a dancing on the head of a pin
but
is a problem.
That's so true, though. But she started with him. She initiated the sex with him. She'd had sex before with him. She initiated the sex with him this night as well. It was
and
not
you
rape.
Understand that she tells a different story than that.
Currently, she may or may not. It just depends on, you know, we've heard different rumors around.
Okay.
You know.
But you want to know what she says,
yes,
right?
Yes, we want the
and
truth.
We made gargantuan efforts to get her here. And in the absolute last minute, we were able to get her here. And I'm going to be able to interview her. You're not going to be around her.
Okay.
I wouldn't put you in the presence of the alleged victim. Would be improper for both of you. Here's what I'm going to do. And again, this is another Mark double standard. You know, they show your face, but we're not going to show hers.
Right.
Because she is an alleged victim here, and I'm just not down with showing the face of an alleged victim of a sex crime or otherwise. So coming up, the alleged victim is here today. I'm going to talk to her backstage. You're going to be able to see it and hear it out here. And we're going to hear what she has to say when we come back. And then you'll have an opportunity to respond to that.
Okay?
All right. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Tyler, Wesley, Vinny, and I have all been charged with second-degree rape. I'm not a rapist. I had consensual sex with a girl, and she wanted to.
Matt is very good-looking. He's charismatic. He's charming. He does not have to get someone drunk to have sex with him.
I feel like the girl has a big responsibility in this because when she showed up to the party, she was the only girl. And if the girl wanted to leave, all she had to do is make a phone call. She may be more responsible for this situation than Matthew.
Well, you've just heard Matt's side of this story, but we do have the alleged victim here, and she tells a very different story, so we're going to sit down now with her and hear what she has to say about this. Again, I'm taking this very seriously because young people's lives hang in the balance on both sides of this equation. Hi, I'm Dr. Phil. How you doing?
Good.
Are you still in school at this point?
Yes, I go to a Christian school now.
Yeah. Have you changed schools?
Yes, I had to. Yeah. I tried going back to my old school because I thought I could make it work, but...
Right. And what happened when you went back to your school?
I was being basically ridiculed. And they would tell me that I was in the wrong because I was destroying everyone's future.
There were five of you there that night, correct? Four boys plus yourself?
Yes.
Was there anybody else there?
No, but there was supposed to be.
And tell me about that. Who was supposed to be there?
They had told me that two other girls were there already.
Already there?
Before I even went.
Let's talk about the boys that were at the party. Who did you know best of the four before this night?
Tyler.
You knew Tyler the best?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And had you dated him?
No, we were just talking for a while.
Did you like him?
I liked him a lot.
Do you still like him?
If I disassociate what he did.
Did you know Matt?
Yes.
Before? And what kind of relationship did you have with him?
Basically just a sexual one.
So, you had had sex with him before?
Yes, but I stopped because I didn't know he had a girlfriend.
Okay.
And I didn't want to stoop to that level.
Right. How many times had y'all had sexual encounters?
I think three times.
Did you like Matt?
I liked Tyler more than Matt.
Uh-huh.
And that's also why I stopped.
Yeah. Did you ever have a sexual relationship with Tyler?
We never even kissed.
Never even kissed?
No.
And Wesley or Vinny?
I didn't know Wesley till that night. And Vinny, I had a class with him, but I didn't necessarily like him.
Mm-hmm. When you went over there, you thought there were going to be two other girls. Who came and got you, or did you drive yourself?
I don't have my license, and I don't know how to drive in general.
Okay. So how'd you get to the location?
Matt and Wesley picked me up.
Okay, they came and picked you up. How'd you know about it? Were you invited?
I was invited by Tyler, and Tyler said his phone was dying, so one of his friends would call me.
And who was that?
Wesley.
Okay. When you got there and you went in, what'd you see? What was the setup?
Tyler was coming downstairs, and he had glasses on, and I'm pretty sure he was tipsy already because he was kind of wobbling. And I don't know about Vinny. I wasn't really paying attention to him. I was there for Tyler.
But did you notice that the other two girls weren't there?
Yeah.
But then Tyler
started talking about how he was texting some girl and he was saying how he was going to invite her over and have sex with her in the shower right in front of me.
What'd you think of that?
I was pissed. And that's basically the only reason I started drinking.
How does that one lead to the other?
What do you mean?
Well, you said, I got mad at him, so I started drinking.
Because all of his friends were over there drinking, and I figured that maybe I would be happy.
Okay. Lighten your mood?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I figured I was stuck there anyways because, I mean, I don't drive.
Right. Did you ask him to take you home? How many drinks do you think you had that night?
I honestly can't recall. All I remember is they kept cheersing to random things, and they kept encouraging me to drink more.
And so they just make a toast and take a drink?
Yes.
How many cheers did you participate in?
I lost track after three or four.
So how did you go from being around the bar cheering as you call it, to winding up having sex with who?
I actually don't quite remember. I remember going upstairs because one of them were carrying me upstairs, and they set me down on Matt's lap, and I kind of got really dizzy, and then I like kind of stood up because I noticed they were unbuckling my pants and my shirt. And so I told him I was Wesley and Matt, and I told him I was going back downstairs, that I was going to leave this. And when I went downstairs, I ended up on the ground, and I don't really know how. And when I was on the ground, they kind of just like started taking off my clothes again, and Vinny stuck his hand down my pants, and I tried to stop, but I couldn't move.
Were you able to say stop?
I don't remember.
When they set you down in Matt's lap and you said he and Wesley were undoing your clothes, did you say stop then?
Yes.
What did you say?
I said, no, I'm going back down to the party. And they were like, no, stay up here. And I said, no. Mm-hmm. And I went back downstairs.
So you did get back downstairs then?
I did, and that's okay. When I ended up on the ground.
Okay, and where did it take place? Did it take place downstairs or upstairs when it actually happened?
I'm not completely sure. I believe it was downstairs because I remember being on the couch, because that is the first time I woke up to one of them.
Are you saying you passed out at that point?
Yes. Okay. Well, no. I passed out when they said they needed a team meeting and went outside. I asked if I could go outside, and they said, no, just stay in here.
You said a team meeting. What does that mean?
I had no idea.
So they left, and you were still inside?
Yes. And past that, I don't remember until I woke up.
Did you ever think about calling anyone to come get you? He says that you initiated this.
Stay tuned for the powerful conclusion.
Were you raped that night?
Closed captioning sponsored by.
Ready to get real? Go to drphil.com for advice on relationships, parenting, finances, and more. Plus, weigh in on your favorite episodes, share your stories, and find support in the Dr. Phil community. When you sign up for the community, you will automatically be subscribed to the Dr. Phil Show newsletter. Log on to drphil.com today.
Tomorrow, this Dr. Phil exclusive continues.
She said the boys were standing around her all in their underwear.
That is incorrect.
With four football players charged.
The four boys are guilty of only poor judgment.
The alleged victim speaks out.
They violated my body.
He says you initiated this.
I don't remember initiating anything.
The exclusive interview.
I just want her to come out with the truth.
The powerful conclusion.
Did he force you to have sex?
That's tomorrow on a gripping all-new Dr. Phil.
Well, she says that she doesn't recall most of what happened that night, but tomorrow, the alleged victim reveals to me what she does remember. Matt and his parents have never heard her account of that night. You do not want to miss their reaction to what she has to say. I want to thank everybody for being here. I know this is a tough thing to talk about. If you or someone you know needs help, call the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-656-HOPE. It's 1-800-656-4673. And maybe it's after the fact. Maybe you think somebody's headed for trouble. They have information. You don't have to give your name. They won't pressure you to disclose yourself. But if you're in a tough spot in this area, reach out for some help. Now, for more information on today's show, you can log on to drphil.com. Thanks for being here. So long.